We'll be talking about some interesting shailas, the Negeya Purim. First, talk a little about Tainus Esther. In Shalos Tshuva is Binyan Shleima. Huh? Oh, excuse me. This is she is being sponsored by Yosef Asino, Lezech Nishmas Yehuda Lei Ben Yosef. Ova Shalom. Thank you. Tainus Esther is a Tainus that Gantz Kali Sol fasts. It's a different other Tanaisim. But there's a Tshuva and Binyan Shleima and Simon and Zion. He says a Chiddush. The Iker Tainus Esther, since it wasn't Mesukin because of Chum Beis HaMikdash like other Tanaisim, like Sobatevis, some Gedalia and so on, it was Zecha, the soul that fasted when they went to Bechama on their enemies, like the Mishmur Bin Zahun, Tofesh, Peivav, and Sifkot and Beis. So according to this, says Binyan Shleima, like Big Chiddush, Kahanim and Levim do not have to fast. Anyone Kohen and Levi here? Yeah. Kohen and Levim don't have to fast. He says, because since they're not chayav to go for Mechama, so maybe, actually he says, maybe they don't have to fast. Can the same thing speaks out, it shuvas the Sumas Chayim from Yosef Chayim and Zonnefeld, and our Chayim Simish and Tzadik, and Mubaris, a woman who's pregnant and nursing, they want guys to tchila sanis. They don't have to start fasting. And it's other from other Tanesim. So that's why the Mamor is more Mako by Tainus Esther. And he ends off, the Simas Chaim ends off the words, the Chen Kiyaitse Ke'elu. He doesn't say what it means exactly. The same thing he speaks out again, and on Haggis of Psakim, Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, Sefer on Haggis of Psakim, in Hichas Tainus, he says the same thing again. In the Sefer, Isha Al Chayma, from Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, so there they bring down, in Chele Gimel, they bring down from Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, if you want to look it up, it's page 424, he says over there, he brings down this psak from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and he says, according to this reason, chalush, people are weak and chaylem, since they didn't go out to Mechama, so maybe the Iker Tainus was said only for healthy people, not for weak and chaylem. And that's why the Ramah is mekel so much. So it's Ken that's been Yishleimim. Yishleimim is talking about Kahanim Olvim. And he's adding on, he's saying that also the same category would be also pregnant woman, nursing woman, and people are weak. And chaylem also. They don't have to fast at all. Huh? What? Again, what? They helped. The Gemara says in Saita that they used to help. They didn't go out to fight. They didn't carry arms, but they helped. They helped. All right. However, in the Sefer, Chashuch HaChemed and Megillah, Binyan Shleima, both of the things, Sai, Binyan Shleima, Sai, Simas Chayim, and he says, even though Kahanim and Levim didn't go to Mechama, still they have to fast. Because they fast, the Mispar Al Chayim, or Yetzim Mechama. Even though they didn't go out to fight, what did they do? What did the Kahanim Levim did? They were Mispar to banish them. They said to them. So therefore, because they're also Mitzor, if something happens if they invade Eretz Yisrael and they're fighting and they get into Eretz Yisrael, they're gonna kill out the Kahanim Levim also. They're also Mitzor. So they sat and they managed, they learned and they davened. So Mela, they were part of it, so Mela, they certainly have to fast. There's a famous story that happened in the Sinai War, 1956. Ben Gurion was then the Rosh Memshalah. And he was driving a car in Yerushalayim, and he passed by and he saw the Cheskel Sani walking in the street. So, not today, you have a secret service and you have this. No, the 56 was more Batlonis. It wasn't so. Ben Gurion was driving a car and he stopped the car. He had to be friendly with the Cheskel Sani. So, he told the Cheskel Sani, he started telling him, what are you going to tell your generations, your children and grandchildren? What did Yeshiva Bacham do when it came to fighting? They sat in Yeshiva, they didn't do anything to win the war. So anyone who knows of Cheskel Sani, he didn't take anything. So he answered back, he says, what do you mean? We have everything to tell our children. What if Nishi were doing? They were singing learning to her about Smada, they were saying to him. And only because of that you won the war. You don't win the war because you fought there in the battle. There's a Bacham and Yeshiva, I won the war for you. Because it's a thing, so it's alright, it's the same thing also. By then also, by the Chishutain, even though Kaim Avim didn't fight, but still they were for the brothers. Bechal, they tied the summer of Farshim Taina on Binyan Shleima. Even though Kahanim didn't go to Mechama, but that was that didn't go to Mechama, that was only by Kibish Eretz Yisrael, since they didn't take a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe they won't Meshtat to Mechama. But any other war, like Mechamas Midian, it's a foolish Rashi in Pashas Matas, Elf Amata, Lechol Matas Yisrael. So Rashi says, L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. So you see also, they didn't go to Mechama, and the Kahanim were Meshtatif, and the Levi were Meshtatif in Mechama. So the whole idea of the Minyan Shleima of the Tchila doesn't even start. Negeya Matanis of Yainim, a new Indian. Matanis of Yainim, if you have to makna over to your wife or to your children. You know, the halach is that women also chai Matanis of Yainim, and your children are chai Matanis of Yainim. So the question is, if you're giving for them, do you have to makna over to your wife to make a kinyan deyacha? They need a pash of kiyonim, or Islam can give for them. John Moore says in Yeridea, in Simon Shinhei, Dennis Sefiud, by Negei Pinya Ben. And for Pinya Ben, we'll go back to Matonis of Yonim. By Pinya Ben, if it helps, if you're allowed to do like the Shliach, and I can so on, have someone be Shliach to do Pinya Ben. John Moore says, you can't do Pinya by Pinya Ben, can't be Shliachas. However, Taz, in Sifkat Yiralev and the Shachter in Sifkat Yiralev, they both argue on the Amor, what's the difference from Chalotai Kula? We say Shlucha Shalom Kemaisai, so what's the difference Pinya Ben from other mitzvahs in the Torah? And the same thing speaks out the Gra over there in Shinhei Sifkat Yudayan and the Dogma of Ava and other Paiskim. So even though with Dina, we don't Paskim, we Paskim not like Amor, however, Chatkila, it's right to Machma, to Paida, and not to Paida de Shliach. He should do it himself for two reasons. One reason is the Tshuvah Sam Sefer in Yeridea, Simreish Tzadik Dalet, and also Tshuvah and Dvar Shmuel in Simreish Sam Zayin. They say the reason is that all mitzvah by Yaisim and Shluchai. So if you could do a Pinyan Ben yourself, why should you make a Shliach? That's one reason Sam Sefer says. Sam Sefer says a different Tshuvah in Yeridea, Simreish Tzadik Gimel. He says another reason that's right do Ade Asmai, because the Bechayas was when the Bechayas was a Skachu, the Ace Makas Bechayas. There was that the Bechayas are all saved. So there was done Ade Kashbach Chayda Asmai. So maybe it's right that Pinya Ben should be done Ade Asmai and not Ade Shliach. That's what the Chassam Sefer says, two reasons why it should be done lechatchila, it should be done ayidei atzmai, not ayidei shliach. The Yamsha Shleima in Kedushim Perikal of Simon and Dalet says, even though we pass in Shloi Kramo, but he ends off, Mi'aylam l'shemano, this is the Lashon he uses, Mi'aylam l'shemano, l'aybo ma'isul yadeinu, shepod echad, afil b'shuz, kima'av avad. We never found in such case of someone did Pinya Ben. Always the father did it, no one else did it. That's what Yamsha Shlomo says. I tell you certain mices, the certain cases that you do that Pinya Ben was done without the father. That case is sometimes, you know, the father's learning in Kailan one yeshiva and she has a baby in America. If he has the bris, he goes back to Eretz Yisrael and he does a Pinya Ben in Eretz Yisrael without the baby. So there are cases that are done like that, without the baby. But usually the father does it without the baby. But without the father, that is usually unusual. All right. However, the Homach Lekes, Ramah, and the Achreinim, if it helps us, it's only talking, if only the Shliach gives the money, he paid the son of the Meshaleach. But if the Via Ben gives the money over, the money for the Pinya Ben, he gives it over to Shliach to do it for him, So Kivega speaks out and I go to Shulchan Aruch, then even the Amor is Moida, they allowed to do Shliach. And Sentik speaks out to Aflor, in Ksubas and Ayin Dalam and Aleph, Abnei Meloyim, and Lamed Ches, Sifkot and Hay, and Shulach Sam Sefin, Yerdei Simrei Tzadik Zayin, and Ma'am Shik and Yerdei Simrei Samach Tes, Simrei Shintes, and also Chum Lam Ohayim, Cherbei Simrei Kham Ches, and Sentik speaks out to Yalavam, on the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Hay, and the Chashur Sifkot and Ches, let's push it, If the father gives the money to Shliach, then everyone might it's okay. The Nesivis, in the Tshuva, the Tshuva is not printed in the Nesivis, the Tshuva is printed in Tshuva's Chem D'Shleima. The Tshuva is Chem D'Shleima. So it's printed in Tshuva's Chem D'Shleima. In your day, similar in Beis, Eis Gimel, he's Mazda, that Pinyat Ben, the Iker, is the father should give his money to a Kayan. And you need dafka the money to the father, since it's mitzvah shebegufay. And if someone else gives the money, mishvilah, it doesn't help. Not that he's missing a part of the mitzvah, but it's not the kind of mitzvah at all, and the son is not padi. That's what Nesivis says. So then he adds on, who are the matonis of Yainim? That's how we get into matonis of Yainim. So who are the matonis of Yainim? He says, that when you make a shliach, you give tzedakah to you, the shliach gives the money, his own money. If the shliach gives the money for the mishaleach, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. And the same thing is held by Matnas Kun also. And he means, brings the rise from Mark Sulis, Afkub Chesam Ralef, Hamudano, Machaveh, Shaita, Shikwe. So Rashi says, this chal mitzvah ala naisei, because the mitzvah is on the naisei. So maybe by the Torah of Yainim, if you're not giving the money of the Mishaleach, then you're not Yotze, and the Shliach gives money if you shvil the other person, then you're not Yotze, the Mitzah, and Matanis of Yonim. That's what Nesiva says. So come to our coin to here, in the Sefer Shavuos Yitzchak on Purim, in Perichet Sifal says, brings down from Eliashiv, the Matanis of Yonim, according to what we said till now, the Mitzah seen has to be Dafka, and it came out of Mitzah. So Mela, when the Baal gives the Shvil Ishtar and Banav, the Gabbai Tzedaka, has the dafka be zaycha, the money b'avu ishtai and banav. He has to mezaka the money if his wife's not there in shul when he gives it in shul. He has to mezaka to his wife and his children before he gives it to Rani. And you don't have to speak out to the gabbai who they are. You have to be zaycha whoever is the das hamakna. And also the bnei bais have to know about it. The wife and children have to know that the father gave money, that he gave money to Agabai, he should give money for them from their money. It was their money, not the father's money or the husband's money. It's their money, because the Mazakai Deacha. That's the Boyashiv Paskin, that's what he passed the Dina according to this Nesivis. That's one day.
How was
they marked? Huh? Ideacha, Zik Ideacha.
How
was the Chosen marked? Kinyo Abonin. Kinyo Abonin. Yeah, because it's only Abonin, so Kinyo Abonin. It should be done beforehand. Right. The second shita is of Nissen Karelis. Nissen Karelis in Chut HaShani in Chedek Gimel in page Reish Lamarov brings down from Nissen Karelis. He's Metzachir Tin Ishtar Banov by his wife since his avur in the sect in the Goyim in page Gedala Mishni Yubayz the Asher she brings a Karbonani he's not Yaitza. And if it brings a carbon shul benai, ubitai, and the aniyam, then he's allowed to bring a carbon ani then. But if it brings the shul ishtai, he has to bring a carbon asha. So the mafarshim speak out of there, two reasons. The Rambam Pishup Shnayis and the Rav says over there, why ishtai is like doing like the asha? Because ishtai could go by. So there, that's one reason. And Taisus in the Dharam, and Lamed Hei Yom Beis, and also in Bamatziah Kuvdal Lamed Aleph, says in the Nusach of the Ksuva is he's mechayev to pay all the chayves. So maybe Matanis of Yainim, you don't have to for a wife, you don't have to mat with Tchila, and Yachi de Chavasai, and he gives time before her. However, if he gives for his son and daughter, then he has to mat with them with Tchila. And even by Ketanim, Shagir Chinuch, since they have a Kinyan Rabbanan, so Mela, he gives it to the Aniyim. So Mela comes out to Ketanim, if he's a Makna, is a Makna to them, or is a Makna Ideacher. So Mela, it's then the Ketanah Yaitza. That's the second Shita. So this crowd is Mechal between the wife and his children. The Chazaynish and Eben Ezra Sinu Kuf Memches on Kedushin, Choftes Amar Aruf, he argues Mechal Nesivis, and he says Mechal Tmuta Shashliach to give his own money. You don't have to have the money in the Meshaleach. He has to have the Shliach to use his own money to eat Paida. And he brings Kama Reis to this. That's what the Chazaynish shows. So it comes out 3 days. If you have to, by Torah Zeh Yom, you have to be makdi to your wife and children or not. According to Chazaynish, you don't have to do Bechlal. If Shlomo Zalman, in the Halich HaShlomo, in Chavik Beis, in Perek Yutetz, in the Dvar Locha, Oitz Chav Zayin, he says that a husband could give for his wife, there's no din lachem. And the Baal could make a shliach. And the same that speaks out in the Halich HaBeisa, in the Sefer Halich HaBeisa, Bizam Shem Shlomo Zalman. In the Sefer HaLich HaShlomo, it says further. He says, Adarab, he says, if a person wants to be Machmer, and Mizakata, by Kinyan Gama, Aydei Acha, in the basic Knesset, you have to be Chayshish, since it's Mama Shalom Agami, then you need Haskoma, you need Daita of the Sina. So Mela, the Derech HaYishav, Shlomo Zalman says, he should give it to Rami Akna, he should be Medea, and that's enough. In the Sefer, Halichas Basisor being down from Shlomo Zalman, that's better that a husband should tell his wife they did it for. And this helps even in the past. And the coin tip Shlomo Zalman helps even in the past. And says that will notify them they did it. If they're his children, they're Semech HaShechonai, then he could do it before Matanis Avyeinim and Shlomo Honas. And a Kalpanin, he could give them a shush to give also. And Bechlau, it could be the Nesim is only talking, it could be Bechlau. So even though you find that the Yashiv and Mr. Krauts are Machmir causing the Sivis, however, you could say Pshat and the Sivis only talking in Shitas Ramah. And we mentioned in Ramah holds because it doesn't have Shlichas. However, we mentioned Rebbe Achreinim Agil on the Sivis under Ramah, and he held the Shliach is allowed to give his own money to pay to the Ben. So we had them by Matanos of Yayim, a father could give a Shvilishta or Banav without being Machmir over, without being Zakat to someone else. So it comes out of Dina. Rather, garbage stalker should be to be yaitzach all days. The best thing the garbage should be mizak azaycha for his wife and his children to yaitzach all days. But if he does, if the garbage stalker doesn't do it, rather yaitzach the wife and children are yaitzach the mitzvah of matanas lev yainim, even though he wasn't mizakah them at all. What? It's better to be yaitzach all days if you want to be yaitzach all days. So mika din you yaitzach. Doesn't make a difference. Right. Reuven lent money to Shimon. Now another case now. If someone, you never send shlachmanis to anybody. There's certain place you never send shlachmanis. But now he did you mitzvah, he lent you money. Now because you want out across the time, you want to send him shlachmanis. But you never send him for him. Are you allowed to do that? Is there a shayla from Vibis or not? It doesn't make a difference, and the shayla is no doubt kamina if he already lent and paid him back already, or he didn't pay him back. Doesn't make a difference. In Yeridaya, Simon Kufsamach Zivav, in Echus Ribbis, the Machabe says, Asa lahagdim haribbis, al-achaisai. You now have to magdim ribbis, al-achaisai. Now, ribbis is not dafka, ribbis ksutza, it's also, I lent someone $100, and he pays back $120. He pays on the payment, he pays right away extra. But let's say he doesn't pay right away, sometimes you pay the ribbis earlier, sometimes you pay later, it's also asa. So what's the case? Even if you don't pay on the time when you pay, that's ribbis sutza. Even if you don't pay right away, still it's a ribbis, it might not be ribbis sutza, but you can be magdim and you can be macha. Ketzat. So Mechabe says, Ketzat. No son, ain't ever love it, mimeno. He gave him, he decided he's going to borrow from a certain person. And he sent him a present. So the idea was he wanted to get Merkiv Das to him so that he should lend him, when he comes to him, he'll lend him the money. So Amor speaks out, it appears to Shura at all. When he sent him a Dayam, he explained to him, he had a mind that he should lend him the money. That's the Dasa Tur. And the Taz Bin Yashim Rambam, I feel the stam. If it's mechaber, even though he didn't speak it out, it's still it's mechaber kach. It's also b'shvil sheivav azeh ribis mukdemes. If I give him a present beforehand and later I want to borrow money, that's called ribis mukdemes. Love him emena. Behechzer by myself. Let's say he borrows from him. He borrows from $100 and he turned him back to $100 when he shagled him and he sent a present because he lent him the money. Shaybateos etzlei. Because he didn't get the money. Why he sent a present? Because he could have invested the money. He didn't invest the money. Haveza zuhi ribis mucharis. The mechaber says that's called ribis mucharis. And it's also. So Ramah speaks out that if in Nasan Lai, Matana Mariba, if he gave him a big present, Harei also kill Pirish Rabbi Shravah. It's like he spoke it out to him, he's giving the Shravah. That's what Ramah ends on. So the Shach speaks out, Vaisais in Sifkon Yud, Vaisais from the Ramah, Matana Mohetis, the Stamas Mutta. If it's a small Matana, Lachayit is no risk of ribbis. However, he adds on, Olam, he says, Heched Haloiva, Miskam Hashem Ribbis, but let's say the borrower is at Kavon Hashem Ribbis, Afil Bistam, even also, even if it's a small amount, it's also. And the Shach brings down, a Beis Yosef that says it's totally if it's close to Havah or far away. It's only close to Havah. Let's say he lent him on Sunday and next week later he gives him a present. But let's say Mufleg, it's a big time, say a month, a couple of months later, and Lachish Klal. What he says is on the Shach, Avalim Pirish, Afil Moetes, also Afil Moetes. He says if it's a few months later on and he tells him the reason he's giving this Matan is because of the loan, then even to Matana Mohetes, then it's also email to Mufus Man later. And then the Shach speaks out further. And he says, he brings another day. Even if Stam is also, if he wasn't Rago to give him present, he never gave him a present beforehand. So now the son is giving a present, it's Mufus because of the money. So the Shach ends off. This is how Shach ends off, and that's how he passed the Dina. The Shach ends off, Hakka Lafi Inyan, Lafi Ma Shanika Bedas Mishalech. It's totally in the one who gives the present, and it's Nicker, and it's only that. So Mela, it comes out that the price came on arguing. They all hold Mela the same thing. If it's Nicker, give him cause it alone, then it's Takosa. If it's not Nicker, then it should be okay then. That's the side of the Mechaber. One second, let me finish. That's the side from the Chaber and Ramah, and that's how Shach Paskins, Ladina. And that's how I looked around, the consensus of the Paiskim is like this Shach. So it comes out according to this. If you lent money, if you want to send Shlachmar to someone who lent you money, so it comes out there's only two ways to find him that it's Mutta to send Shlachmar to such a person, to the Malva. If it was Rago, he sent him every year Shlachmanis. And turn out before the loan even happened, he sent him every year Shlachmanis. So this year also wants Shlachmanis, so it's not Nikka, Machma Savar. Then she must have sent, even after the Havah, because you're not sending because of the loan. According to Shaki said, as long as it's an Akko for Union. The second case of the Mutter, that the Malva sends Shlachmanis to the Leiva first. And then if then you reciprocate, then you can send it back. There's only two cases for the Mutter to send Shlachmanis to someone who lent you money.
By mom
is, you can never show a car at home. Huh? By mom is, you can never show a car at home. There isn't a problem. Once spoken to Shir, he seems to say thank you. You say thank you. So 1 second. So there we mentioned the Shir, that's a machlekes, but the extent of most paiskim, that since that's menschlichkeit in the world today, it's only meant to say the thank you, but you now say bracha. Tiskel and mitzvahs, you can't say that. You can't say we should get benched. You shouldn't say anything extra. You can say thank you. That's about all you can say. I'm not saying, Shukna is saying it. Huh? Measure kite to say thank you, that's all.
If you always send Shukna, now you
want to
send him like a bigger one.
No, that's the same. No, then it's also a problem. Probably also a problem.
Why is there ribbons if it's mitzvah sayyum?
Huh?
Mitzvah sayyum, it should be doing
so. Doesn't make a difference, but you never. But why would you send him now?
Only you have a relationship with him.
The question is, if it's because of the loan, then you got a problem. Let's say if you do other things with him, not because you made a loan for him, mostly you do business with him. You do business with him also, then maybe you'd be okay then if I do other things. But it's only because of the loan, then it'd be also. All
right.
What do you mean? You tell him it's a dinner shechana. Tell
him.
So if you know he's going to ask for it, tell him, listen, I really would send you shlach monis. I can't. I'm not allowed to. Shechana says I can't. Huh? So he knows about Purim.
You said you say thank you.
He can say thank you. Not only say thank you. Thank you, special guy, to give brachas and give money. That's not allowed to. Ribbis Devarim, such things, Ribbis Devarim also.
Can you send one of those cards? You
know, what?
Donations to the festive fund or something?
With his money?
Oh, okay. A donation was made on your behalf.
I don't think you do that. You're not allowed to. It's awesome. Okay. Let's say, we're talking about loans. Let's say, so on and so on, $100 or $1,000. And our poor me says, you know what, you owe me this money? I'm Eichelet. Is he, and the person's a poor person. Are you Yetzer, the Mitzvah, Matonis, or Avyainim, or not? Mechiris Chayv. The case was like this. A person lent money to Naisha, and he was Yad Menachasov, and he couldn't pay him back. Or Mitzchil, he lent it to Ani, and now he sees he can't pay it back. He's allowed to tell him, I'm Purim, I'm Marechal the Chayv. And on that, you came into Avyainim, because the light has simcha from it. It was Marechal the Chayv. Or you say, even he had the light has simcha, but well, might say, not getting it in his hands, nothing in his hands. He didn't see anything on Purim. So maybe that's Makkav, he has to receive something. The same shayla would be, let's say, there's a fluma store, and you ever notice in the Jewish store, there are people who come and buy things, and they write it down in a notebook, you know, and they'll pay it back later, whatever it is. So, can someone go to the store in Purim, or even for Purim, and tell the storekeeper, you shouldn't be zeichin the money until Purim, and pay people's chayvis. Are you answer like that, the mitzvah matanis of yayin and manat? That's the shay. There's a tshuva in Shur Shai, in Chelekal, Simetes, that brings a raya from Mogan Roma doesn't help. What's his raya? The Mechaber says in Tofresh Peches in Sif Vav, he says Krach, a city, the Sofik Hukam Imos Yeshua Imlav. Karn Yudalat says Vav. Let's say the din is a regular city. Purim is on Yudalat, but it's Mukav Chayma Meshach Tam Yeshua Benun. Then it's Tezvav. So the shaila is, if you don't know this city was Yudalat Tezvav, so it's a Sufik, it was Hukum time Yeshua Benun. So you read Begila Yudalat and Tezvav. So the Magavam over there in Tofesh Peches in Sifkot Nehei is Maisif, and also Matanis of Yainim. When you give Matanis of Yainim, since it's Sufik, you give Matanis of Yainim Yudalat and Tezvav, and the sentence speaks out to Mishabur Sifkot and Yud. So ask the Shur Shai, L'chaya, why do you have to give twice Matan V'yayinim? L'chaya could give it once, and he give it tonight. He says, he should tell the person when he gives him, if today is Yudalad, it's Purim, so it's Matan V'yayinim. And if tomorrow is Purim, so right now I'm giving you Torah Havar, and tomorrow I'll be Marechal D'chayv. So you see how Raya brings a Raya from here, that doesn't help, it doesn't help Mechir S'chayv, doesn't help Matan V'yayinim. In the Cheshir Chachmad, in the Excess of Megillah, is Daicha the Raya of the Tshur Shai. He says, he says, talking, Nemesis, he can make it tonight. I can make such a tonight. Just the Magavam is telling, the Dina is owing to a Fuka, you shouldn't give only your daughter alone. But Echon Nami, you can make such a tonight. And because Chachai will help. Just he's saying that you have to give your daughter as well, you have to give both then. It could be, it's totally, this whole Shaila, Mechiras Chayv helps, Tori Machlaikas Achainim. There's a Narsameach, there's a Alicha Shleima, there's a Pimagadim, there's a Turiyam and Mishnebura. The Rambam says like this, in Hilchos Megillah, in Perek Beis, Halacha Tazayin. This is the Lashon Rambam. V'chayev l'chalek l'aniyam. It's a chiyuv to mechalek l'aniyam yom ha'purim. Matana achas, one matana, I mayais, I minatashil, money, or minatashil, or mini eichlem. Shenema matana fadayinim. So the Rambam speaks out that it should be matana achas, a present, either money, or a type of food, or a type of a cooked food, or type of any type of eichel, because it says matana of yainim. Says the Tzemeach, it's mashal from the Rambam, dafka money, or minatashil, or minimai eichel. Because the money, you can buy food. However, let's say if I want to give a scarf, I want to give a baguette, if you're yetzibah, you're not yetzibah. Because in Stavino, because we're told, we're commanded, Tzemeach ha-yotzen with Mois Maisa. That's the chiyuv. So mashma from the Tzemeach, who learned in the Rambam, that even b'di'evet, you're not yetzibah the clothing. Even though he has enough and he can wear it, so it comes out according to here, Koshkein, the Chiyot Chayv, because he's not mekabel anything. He doesn't get anything. And same thing beforeish in Alicha Shlema, in Cherebei Simi Yates, Sif Chav Dalet, that you're not Yaisim the Chiyot Chayv at all. And he says further, in Sif Katan Tazayin, Alam Zayin, that you're not, you can't even make a Tanai. What to do with the money? When I give someone my Tons of Yain, I say, no, I want you to pay your bills. You can't make any Tanai. This is yours, do whatever you want with it. Or he says further, in our ghost is over there, the Gabbah should be dogdic to give it to the Tzainam, but after Purim, he could go over and tell him, listen, the money I gave you, I want you to pay certain chayvis. You start to pay your chayvis, not just to spend it on a Nairish guy. Pay up some of your chayvis. But that he has to wait till after Purim. On Purim himself, he gives it to him without any strings attached. But after Purim, he could tell him, listen, you got money on Purim, make it your business to pay up some of your chayvis. That's his choice. Yeah, it's in his pocket. He can't. He has enough control on it. Echanami. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Tofet Tzadik Dalet Sifkan Bey says lechatchila you have to give to Evyon Dava. That's right. To have enough from and Purim. Michael Mois the Shiyase and Purim. And the force like this is Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says the Mishnah Zav in Sifkan Aleph. First he writes that if you gave him a kseinus of a godem, if you give someone a jacket or some baguette, it's okay. You yoytze him, matonis of yoynim. And afterwards he says that l'chaya, l'chatchila, you should give something you can have an offer on Purim itself. So it's vices for him that the other yoytze if you give him a godem also. Something he has a sirchem or shah kelim. And same thing vices in Tuyevin. Tuyevin, Megillah, and Zayn, the Zayn of an offer in the Kutis Achen. In the back of the Tuyevin, in the back of Megillah, he has it called Avnei Shoyim, where he adds on, you know, like, adds on things he wrote in Tuyevin itself. So he writes there, Matanis of Yainim, Ikim Mitzvah says money, and not Midid Mechel. It's not, he said, the Mitzvah of Atos of Yainim, Ikim, you write the Mitzvah, anything you can eat, or anything which is Shavah Kesef. He could be Yitzhak also. So it comes out, it could be, they're arguing this, according to Eitzimech and the Alicha Shleima, you have to give Eichel or Mois, Kedei Shabbai Eichel. But Mechilas Chayv won't help, because not Shas to be by on Purim. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, people got him to Yevon, the Eichel is only Chatkira, but he gives other things also, it also helps. Since Ike, it's a Mesimech to Levanim. So Chayv comes out according to here, if he's Meichel to Chayv, it could be maybe it helps to Ani, because since he's Mesamechim, that he's giving him, that he's Meichel to Chayv, maybe he's Meida, it will help to be, the Chiyos Chayv will help on Purim. The Meisa Ladina, when not Vahachme, if it comes to a Chayv, it's not, you should be Machme, like Shlomo Zalman says, you should Kedafka give, you should Kedafka give him something, not to Meichel Chayv alone.
Is it considered Kedafka, can you take it off Meisa?
What?
Mechilas Chayv.
It depends. If you give him tons of yainim,
if it's
someone has a loan, let's say it's someone that you lent someone $100, and you know you can't pay it back, you can be Michael, and you can take off Michael's money. Yeah.
Really?
Huh?
I don't think the Rambam says that.
No, everyone says that. What, by the Tons of Yainim or by... He's talking about all... He's not talking about all... He's talking all year round. He's talking Tzedakah. Talking Tzedakah. Yes. We're not talking Tons of Yainim. Tons of Yainim is something else. We're talking about all year round. So if someone lent you $100, and you know he can't pay you back, you want to be Meichel, then you have to... Then you can take a Meisah. In fact, if he gives you $100, if you're Meichel, and he gives you $100, he wants Tzedakah pay back. You have to take Meisah money on that, because since you're a Meichel already, there are many places to say you have to give Meisah money, because it's new money you got now. It's not trying to pay back a Chayv. You Meichel him. So now you're getting new money, so you have to give Meisah on that. Yeah, right, when he's trained, that's like a Matana. But I'm burning the car. Pull himself something else. We're talking about Stam the whole year round. Yeah. Matana of Yain, yes. Yes, and even children also. Yeah. Yes. If I pay, if he's ani, only if he's ani. If he's a poor person, you pay someone else's debt, you can take off my money also. Huh? What do you mean?
A lot of people can't afford to pay their
chayv. So if someone pays their chayv, they could take, if it's a poor person, they could take a mice of money. Huh? That's a depends each case. All right. Another shayla. Are you yaitza? The mitzvah of shlachmanis. If you send Moshe cake to a diabetic, he's not allowed to eat it. He's a diabetic. He's not allowed to eat it. Some zainus or candy, you know, very sugar-coated candy, and he's a diabetic. He's not supposed to have it. The doctor says, you're not allowed to eat this type of food. So if someone sends it to Yaitse, the mitzvah of a shlachmanis or not. All right. So two reasons that brought down in Paiskim, what's the mitzvah of shlachmanis? Some sefer in Ayachayim Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, these are two reasons. That's brought down in the Kadmonim. The Tzumas Hadeshin in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph brings down that you should have, why do you give matanos of yainim, give food on to poor people? Because they should have what to eat for Sudas Purim. Without this, it could be they won't have enough to eat. So now, when you give them this food, you must say ayim. That's the Tzvah of the Tzumas Hadeshin. However, the Manas Halevi on the Megillah says the reason is Tiamaba Shalom Reyes. So the Chassam Sefer says the Nafkamina will be in that Shuvah, the same Shuvah over there in Archaim Sim Kuf Tzadivav. He says the Nafkamina will be if he sends Shlachmanas and the Makabal doesn't want to accept it. Are you Yaitza or not? If it's the time of Suda, you're not Yaitza, that's the Chassam Sefer. Because you're not using it. You didn't take it, you rejected it, you don't want it. So maybe not Yaitza. But according to the time of Manas Halevi, the reason Ma'ab Shalom Reyes, so maybe it's Misamechim, so he's happy. So even if he doesn't accept it, but still you're Ma'ab Shalom Reyes. And maybe you're Yaitza, even though he doesn't accept it, you're Yaitza Mitzah of Matanis of Yainim. That's what the Chassam Sefer brings on, that's enough Gemina. There's a Tshuva in Chassam Sefer, in Ayachayim Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Ois Beis. He brings down the Chassam Sefer, and he says another nafkamina, between the reasons. If he sent a shlachmanis, and the Makabal doesn't know who sent it. You know, if someone sent a shlachmanis, he wasn't home, it's in front of the door, and it doesn't say who the sender is. So, you don't know, and the Makabal doesn't know who he got it from. So, according to Tzumas Hadeshin, since he has the Suda, so maybe since he can use his food for his Suda, his Yaitz even doesn't know. But according to the Tam, the Mesamechim, he doesn't know how you can Mesamechim. So maybe you're not Yaitz then. From Amor is Mashma, he holds like the time of Manas Halevit, in his Mesamech. Why? Because Amor says in Tovich, Sadikei, Siv Dalet, that someone sent Shlachmanes, and the Kabbalah is Meichel, the Yaitz. If according to Talmud Shuvas Hadeshin for Suda, the Chayav is Meichel is not Yaitza Shlachmanis. So Meila Ladina, according to Amor, John Amor holds the Ikis because of a time of like Gemara said, Levi. So Mela, according to Amar, Mashvi holds like the time of Amaris Halevi, that the Ikir reason is to Masamech the thing. The same thing speaks out of the Dina, Ma'am Shikin Archayin, and Simon Shim and Mouth like Amar. So it comes out according to our Shiloh over here. By Chayla, that he can't eat things that are sugar. So tell him this Machlaikas. According to the time of Chir Masadeshin, since he can't eat it, for Sudas Purim is not Yetzer. However, according to the Talmud Moritz HaLevi, that the Abba Reyes, so Meir's Yetzer, as his Ma'am Chiba. Even if he can eat this sugar stuff, since he's diabetic, so Alpha Pekin, his Yetzer, the Mitzvah of Shachmonis. However, let me finish. However, the Rambam, his Mashba, he holds like the Chuma Sadeshin. Because why? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah and Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav, what's the Ketzad Chayva Suda Zu? What's the Chayva of this meal? Sheyecho Basa Dechein Chayv Shaleach Shtei Monais. So it's vices from the Rambam that it's a din in Suda, that anything is shakti in Suda. So in Mela, it has to be something so it's like that's the Svar of the Tumas Hadashin. They should have the Suda's Purim. And that's what you give the Aniyim. And sending, if you look in the Lavush, Lavush and Tafet Tzadikei, Sivdaus is clear like that. However, the Bach in Tafet Tzadikei speaks out that the reason the time of the mitzvah is called Simcha Sa'adam in Maiva, to Masmeich a person with his friends and Vereyav. And sending, if you look into the Dvar speaks out in Megillah, in the Zion on base, he says that we talk about tongues of Yainim. He says she'ein nesina zum din staka greisa and din simcha she'af l'ashim yeshishleich monos. Even you should send presents even to Hashim also. So the mashma the din shleich monos din simcha. So you see the machlokes tumas hadashen and monos alevi is a very machlokes kadmonim in the Rishonim already the Tva, the Bach and so on. What's the mitzvah shlachmanis? The mitzvah you use it for the suda, or to masamech the person who receives it, the person who receives shlachmanis. The chayyim now shayla, so comes out the chayyim. We said it could be totally machlekes. If someone's a diabetic, you send them food. It's totally machlekes. He can't eat it for the suda. However, it would seem to me, according to everybody, yoyitza. Even if he's a diabetic. He sent him cake and cookies that he can't eat, he can't touch. Even if it's not the simcha, he can't eat from it. But if other Benavesi can eat from it, even he himself doesn't eat it, but other Benavesi can eat from it. So maybe even if he can't eat from it, at least the family is the simcha because of it. Because they eat from it. So since the family can eat it, it would seem to me that even if the person himself doesn't eat it, but family can eat it, then he according to all shittas, he yotzei to the mitzvah of shlachmanis. And probably, very often, I don't know if anyone's diabetic here, but most diabetics, especially diabetic too, they all cheat all year round anyway. So they eat cakes, cookies, and so on. Just right across the floor, take the blood sugar, they fast for a few hours, so it's so good to show the doctor, something like that. But the mice and most of them are cheating, so they can eat on Purim also. Get a little bit of sugar, not the end of the world. What? Yes. That's right, he did a suda. I mean, first he gets 50 shlachmanis, right? He's not. He'll gain 50 pounds if he eats all that stuff, you know what I mean? So, but he could, he's shakti, eat for the suda, that's the issue thing, he's shakti, even if he doesn't eat it. What? That's going to do with the bach. It's part of the suda. You wash the money. And if you know the suda, if you eat it, it has nothing to do with bracha. if I eat it for dessert, even though I have to make, first of all, you don't make mezainis at the end of the meal. You never make mezainis. I don't know if you make it. Halacha is, if we pass you, you don't make mezainis. When you serve a meal, a regular meal, you serve cake for dessert, you never make a bracha. The only time you make a bracha is if you have fruit. If you have full course meal and you have a fruit for dessert, then you make a bracha. Or if you have ice cream, it's machlekes. If you have chocolate, you make a shakal. If you have ice cream, it's machlekes. Ramosham Shom Zalman, do you make a bracha or not? Shom Zalman says yes, Ramosha says not. But most things, you don't make, if you eat any type of cake, you don't make a bracha. Faket, if it's something like marble cake, if you make a bracha, Mishmu says a bracha latola. If it's a cake, huh? Not to make. I heard from Moshe. I asked this from Moshe. Moshe told me you don't make. He said ice cream is for furry nevasa.
Candy?
Huh? Candy you make. Chocolate candy you make. If you have the meal, chocolate. You make a chocolate in the meal. Chocolate what?
The candy.
Should
take a candy, the
chachila,
for the ice cream.
If you want to be yaitzah to, because it's machoik, you mean? Yeah, if you want, you could do that. Yeah, go ahead, yeah. That's the machlokes. What's the reason why I give it? If it, right. Before we discussed about if you give a beged for matanis of yoni for yaitza, what about if I send a beged shachmonis on my yaitza or not? If I send a nice beged, a scarf or something, but there's no eichlim. I yaitza mitzvah shachmonis or not? That matanis of yoni we better machlokes. And we said rav achanim amelko b'diavad. However, by shlachmonis, I yaitza has to be dafka food or not. The behetev brings down behetev and tarfish tzadikay and sif cut in Zion brings down and machlekes apayskim. He brings down the halachas ketanis with a kadman says if you send mois suits v'kelim, if it's possible to sell them and to buy the tarchas suda, then yaitza. That's what the halachas rabbi says. He yaitza with kelim. However, the Chumas, he brings down from Chumas Adashin that we mentioned before is Mashma, that even though you could sell them and buy them for Tzarek Suda, you can use them for Tzarek Suda, you're not Yotze. You have to Dafka give, Dafka Eichlem. And Emes, the same thing speaks out, the Mishneh Berurah and Sifkan Yotetz, in Tavet Tzadikei. Mishneh Berurah says, brings down from like the Chumas Adashin, you're not Yotze, Bechlal, you said Begadim and other things. And the Chumash Hadash is the Daikas from Lashon and Rambam. The Rambam says in the Nechas Megillah and Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, the Chayin Chayiv Adam, the Shleach Shtei Manais, Basa, Asha, Ashnei Mini Tasho, Ashnei Mini Eichlum. And he doesn't mention all about money. So, like it mentioned by Matanus of Yainan. So, it's Vaisas from the Rambam, the Daikas from the Rambam, that when you give Shlach Manas, that's the Dafka be Eichel. So, it comes out according to this. If someone owes, money, and I'm poor, he's marichal chayiv, it's poshit na yaitza, mishlach monas, since it's not a midah d'achila. However, in Shalos Tshuvos, they sharem, bizan tzorim achlekes of the time of shlach monas. According to Chumas Hadeshin, that says that the kaimis to this poem, so meila has to be dafka marichal mashka. But according to Moshe Levi, the Indian is to show avar achle reyes. So Melo, who I did, you could give him a nice scarf, a nice beggar, and so on. He's told that machlokes. However, from the Achreinim, it's vice all not like the Shuvas Beisharim. And Masha from Mishneh Berurah and all the Paiskim, the Etzem Mitzvah Shlachmanes, Shvidavka Eichel, and not other things. And the machlokes Shuvas Sedashin and Moritz Alevi, that they argue, they're talking in Eichel itself, but not other things. And even according to Halachas Ketanis, that the Hesed brings down the Tzmekel. That's the only reason why it's mutter, because he could sell it and buy a tzachis suda. But if he's not going to scarf, he's not going to sell it, then zicha, according to everybody, you will not be yaitza. Right, yeah, right. Right, yeah. We're going to talk about it, you know? Interesting, we're going to talk about it. I think it's on the list, with the story with a goat. Do I have it here? You can get milk from the goat. That's the answer. Someone sent someone. There's a whole shadow of this is almond. It's on this list to say.
What's the share? How long?
Huh?
You can also shech the goat.
Someone sent the goat to this Zalman. There's a whole interesting show, but it's not on my list. It's not the shadow for today. I once spoke about it. Someone sent the goat to this Zalman, and
I'm Purim.
He gave him a goat. He gave him a goat with another tumor. He gave him a shlachmanis. So 1 second, that's not the end of the story. Then, right after Pesach, he came to Rav Shlosh Zalman. He says, I'd like you to hire my son as a sheichet. So, and he never sent him a goat. He sent him a goat. You know, it's a big matana, a matbegadela. So Zalman called his rebbetzin in. Give back the goat. It's ribbis. He said he's trying to, you know, to sheichet. That's why he sent it to him. So where was the shayla? Was the yaitza matanas of yainim afreya? That was the shayla. But that's not on my list to talk about today. All right. Reuven, interesting shayla. Reuven sent shlachmanes, a nice shlachmanes, as a kor satayv to somebody. Not ribbis. He said, "Okay, you did me a favor. Send me a kor satayv." The Reuven was a bad matzav, and Shimon did a big chesed for him. So Meir Reuven sent Shimon a big suda, full of, you know, like a catered meal, full suda, basar, v'dagim, and he sent the shliach to Shimon. In that house, lived also Levi. His name was Kamat the same name, and by mistake, the shliach made a mistake. And he gave the shlachmanis to Levi, not to Shimon. His attention was to Shimon. And by mistake, he delivered to Levi. Levi got this thing. Mamash was like, you heard him in the house over there. They had this meal. They had this all for Suez for him. It was Mamash, a beautiful meal. Forget about the cheap meal they had. What they're going to have. They're having this Suda Chashula. Reuven is waiting for a telephone call from Shimon to thank him. He doesn't get a call. So he's Kashi Reuven with the shliach. It comes out that he found out that the shliach sent the game to Levi, not to Shimon. So now there's a number of shilas here. First of all, is Levi chayav to pay for shlachmanis of Reuven, to pay back Reuven? It wasn't so for him. Or maybe Levi's partner, the shliach, maybe shliach is chayav to pay. Levi's not shuldig over here. The shliach is shuldig. Second shayla, was Reuven yait to shlachmanis that he gave to Levi betoyts? Third shayla, if Levi's yait to suda's perm, since it's stolen, it's not his. Ain't shaloi. All right. So the guy with the first shayla, it's halach and chashem mishpat. The chashem mishpat shemem aleph siv dalet. The halach is the person who thought that an animal belonged to a father. Shushavim. They shechted the animal for themselves. The children shechted. They thought it belonged to them. And they found that the animal doesn't belong to the father. Mishalmid the Meibasa Bezol. Shehave Sheshlishim. You pay what it costs, the cheap Basa Bezol. You know, it's a wholesale price, which comes out usually about 2/3 of the market price. So the smart speaks out. They could have said, what's the smart speaks out? Sifkan Yud. They could have said, if we had known that it's not from our father, we would never eat it. We never shechted the animal. But 2/3 we pay, because that's derech neyadim, if they pay basa bezol. And without that, they wouldn't pay more than 2/3 to eat the basa. So it speaks out to Shuchachemed in Masech the Megillah, this is daimet to that halacha. And the shliach has to pay a shlisha noisa. Now it's the Levi who ate the meal pays 2/3, and the shliach pays the extra third. In the second shayla, if you ate the shlachmanis or not, maybe not yet the shlachmanis. Since Levi and shliach had to pay to Reuven, so maybe Reuven wasn't yet his chayva by sending it to Shimon. We got a third shayla that Levi's yet to the sperm, yet in shalai, so it has to be a tshuva. In Machnechayim, Erchayim Chel Gimel Simen and Gimel, he says, "It's not called a mitzvah Bobavera, because since it's a toy, It's towards our mitzvah. So Mela, and also Neche Inish, the other mitzvah of Amina. So Mela is Vada Yetzah, it's Vada Yetzah to the sperm.
Maybe also had a pain.
Huh? What?
Somebody to give back to dirt?
Yes, so.
So it's his or it's Yetzah, no?
Who?
The fact that he paid doesn't add.
That's what it does. That makes it. Alright. Another case. Reuven and Shimon don't like each other. They don't get along with each other. They're angry at each other. Levi tried a number of times to make shalom between them. It was not successful. So what did Levi do? On Purim, he sent Shlachmanis to Shimon, and it says on the card, this is Shlachmanis from Reuven. With a letter, I yes you mechila for what I did to you. And he was successful. And Shimon sent back Shlachmanis to Reuven. And Baruch Hashem, it became the case shalom between each other. Now Levi comes to the Shaila, was I Yetzer with Shlachmanis, was I Yetzer Mr. Shlachmanis? Why? Because it says in Shulik Sat Sefer, in Al Chaim Singum Aleph, that the camel doesn't know who gets it, he's not Yetzer Dechavosai. That's what it's claiming. So Chaya, it's totally in the timing we mentioned, the time why it's Shlachmanis. According to the time of Manas HaLevi, that it's to Ma'ba Achav Eyes, so Chaya, Ma'ba Achav Eyes, it's mitzvah avocha. It's like Anna Kain. It's the time of Chumas Hadeshin to have a Suda, so you have to Suda's form. So Chaya, according to both reasons, it should be Yaitza. However, the Paiskim say, oh, well, you're not Yaitza. Nevada, you're Yaitza mitzvah of Allah, the big mitzvah of Allah Shalom Ben Chavayai. Are the mitzvah Shlachmanis, you're not Yaitza, because you have to be Mabbe Ben Hul Chavayai, not with other people. You have to be Mabbe Shalom, not for other people. So Mele the Yaita, the mitzvah of Shlachmanis. Reuven, another Shaila. Reuven did an Abba to Shimon. He did a big Abba to Shimon. And he wanted to be Mephais him. So he sent him Shlachmanis. And Shimon accepted Shlachmanis, but he's not in the spies. He still has tainas against him. Is the Yetzer Mitzvah Shachmanis he sent to Shimon? So there happens to be a tshuva in Pnei Maven in Simur Reish Lamed Vav. He says that Torah, that first he talks about the Shaila, and he says it's Torah Mitzvah Lava Henes Mitzvah, so maybe it should be Yetzer. But he says afterwards, it's Torah Machlech that's Tshuva Sadashin Manas Levi. According to Tshuva Sadashin, Pashas Yetzer, because he has food to eat for his firm. But according to Levi, they didn't see Ma'aba Achav Eis, but since he wasn't Ma'aba Achav Eis, he's not Yetzer, even B'di Eved.
Why do I have to worry about the other guy?
Huh?
Why do I have to worry about the other guy?
The din is, you got to be mighty between you and him, not between someone else.
There's no difference than sending candy to a social worker. You're not good.
What?
You didn't get a geschmack out of it. You didn't get it.
How do you know you didn't get a geschmack out of it?
You said if you give something that's not appropriate, you give the receiver Icon Mike, whatever it's called. Not you. You have to give something that's appropriate.
That's a shaila. It's not posh. Somehow that's the chloe the person receives it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's how he feels.
Yeah. All right. Shir is over. Next week, Sunday, there's a shir. Next Sunday, there's a shir.